And this news update is being brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news this hour. The Huron County Commissioner, Steve Vaughn, is taking his fight over a proposed recall to the courts. Vaughn has filed an appeal in Huron County's 52nd Circuit Court challenging a June 16th decision by the Huron County Election Commission that approved the language of a recall petition targeting his District 4th seat. In the filing, Vaughn argues the commission's determination should be reversed, claiming the petition language does not meet Michigan's legal standards for factual accuracy and sufficient clarity under state election law. Vaughn is asking the court to overturn the commission's ruling and declare the recall language invalid. The appeal also notes that as of June 24th, Vaughn said he had not yet received a copy of the Election Commission's written order. He's requesting that the order, along with a certified record of the proceedings, be filed with the court as part of the appeal. Vaughn is also seeking proof that his appeal was received and processed within the state's 10-day filing deadline. The case now moves to Huron County Circuit Court for review. And the Huron County Election Commission previously rejected 5 of 6 recall petitions filed against Four Lake Township officials after determining the language failed to meet Michigan's standards for clarity and factual accuracy. The petition submitted by Julie Mosden sought to recall Supervisor Valerie McCollum, Clerk Lisa Clinton, Treasurer Nicole Collins, and Trustee Dale Hartzell. The allegations centered on the handling of public comment during township meetings and the approval of salary increases. During the earlier hearing, township officials disputed the claims, maintaining their actions complied with the established procedures. The commission, made up of probate judge Julian Ferris, county clerk Lori Neal, and county treasurer Cheryl Yan, concluded that 5 of the 6 petitions did not clearly describe the conduct being challenged or provide language that was factually sufficient for voters. Revised wording for the 5 remaining petitions was submitted to the commission on June 23rd. The Election Commission is scheduled to reconvene on Tuesday, July 7th at 3 p.m. in Huron County District Courtroom on first floor of the Huron County Courthouse, where members will review the updated petition language to determine whether it now meets legal standards for clarity and factuality before any recall effort can move forward. And an iconic feature has been brought back and placed in the city of Carroll's Bythe Park. The Lionhead Water Fountain, which is fondly called Rory by locals, used to be in the fairground area years ago before it was removed and placed in storage. Rory has been restored and now sits next to the splash pad in the park. To accomplish that, there was a Restore the Roar campaign to raise funds to refurbish the fountain. Besides donations, there were raffles, drawings, and a variety of fundraisers done. Although it cost about $6,000 to bring the unique fountain back, it didn't take long to raise the money. However, it took several meetings to get City and Park Recreation Board approval and then decide where Rory should be located. The fountain was placed next to the splash pad because there was already a water source there. And we'll return after this word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Nicole Miller, administrator at Sanilac Medical Care Facility in Sandusky. Choosing care for a loved one is one of the most important decisions a family can make. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we take that responsibility seriously. We're more than a medical facility. We're a welcoming home where compassion, dignity, and quality care come first. We offer both short-term rehabilitation and long-term care, supported by an experienced medical team and enhanced by on-site physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy, all conveniently available under one roof. Our focus is simple, providing personalized care that supports comfort, recovery, and quality of life. We're here to nurture, here to care. Your health is our mission. To learn more, visit sanilekmedicalcare.com or call 810-648-3017. Sanilek Medical Care Facility, because your loved ones deserve the best.
And that's been a look at your news this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.